Hey gang, are you podcast fans? You're listening to podcasts all the time and you're probably listening to them on your phone. Are you tired of filling up your phone's memory with all of your favorite podcasts? Well, you stream your movies, you stream your music, why not stream your podcast? Try Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is an app that allows you to stream over 20,000 shows right to your smartphone or pad. Download it for free at Stitcher.com or find it in your app store. Tons and tons of shows. Fresh air, all things considered, all your favorites. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here?
Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I'm coming to you post South by Southwest 2016. It's over. Yeah, man. Man, the last of it was kind of a marathon for me. I don't know about you guys. I wasn't even going too much South by Southwest stuff. I ended up doing some podcasts on Friday, went up to Pflugerville, played a show with Skyrocket. Saturday morning, got up. I went and did a couple of songs at this Ramones tribute show with my friends English Teeth as part of a South by Southwest thing at Lucy's here in Austin. Then jumped in the car with my girlfriend Zuri, and we went to Houston and did a show with Skyrocket at House of Blues. Soon as the show was over, Zuri and I took a deep breath, jumped in the car, drove back to Austin that night, got up on Sunday morning, finished a song for the songwriting game that I'm in, finished writing it, recording it, put it together, mixed it, put it out, went to Iron Cactus last night and interviewed my friend Billy Carvey at his show for the Soul of a Musician series. You might have heard Reverend Merrill Wade on here. Well, he asked me to come out and interview Billy at his show. And that was really fun, a great way to end South by Southwest. But Zuri, my girlfriend, rolled with me the whole weekend. She went to Hanover's, went to the Ramones thing, went to Houston, sat through me doing this song, which she was very encouraging during, which was nice. And then she went with me to Iron Cactus, where we had some queso and a couple of cocktails and kind of realized how tired we were. We were going to stay for dinner, but just couldn't make it. Came home, chilled out. South by Southwest 2016 is over. I have a great show for you guys today. My friend Aaron Blackerby from the band Major Grizz is in the house today. You can find them at Major Grizz Band at Tumblr, majorgrizzband.tumblr. They have some songs that they've recorded with the great Frenchie Smith, who you've heard on the show a few times. But they have a song coming out this Friday, March 25th. It's called Shitty Secrets. And they have a show Saturday at the Black Heart. That's Saturday, March 26th, right here in Austin, Texas, at the Black Heart. Get out there and see them if you're here. My friend Aaron is a great, great dude. He had a band before, and he decided to tear that down and start over. He didn't like the direction that band was going in. So he stripped it back down and made this great rock and roll band. He also made an amazing video. The band made a great video. It's like a virtual reality video, which is mind-blowing. It's like you watch it, and you're watching it on your phone, and when you move your phone around, you kind of pan the room up and down and all around, like 360. It's unbelievable. It's really, really cool. I don't know when they're going to put it out, but when they do, I will let you guys know. So check it out, this conversation with my friend Aaron Blackerby, who's been on the show before. He's an amazing songwriter, great singer, great energy, great hang. We have a great time talking, so I hope you enjoy our conversation. I hope that you lived through your South by Southwest if you were here. If you were not here, you'll live through it vicariously. Look for great conversations with amazing bands coming up. The Room Sounds from Dallas, The Accidentals came back. They're from Michigan. Fantastic band. And also, I got to have a great conversation with the great songwriter Bruce Sudano, who was married to Donna Summer. He wrote Bad Girls. He wrote Heaven Knows. He wrote songs for Michael Jackson, Jermaine Jackson, Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire. Amazing dude. Super deep, super great conversation. Look for those coming up in the next few weeks. But listen, here's my conversation with Aaron Blackerby from the band Major Grizz. Check them out this Saturday, March 26th at the Black Heart here in Austin. And their single, which is a fantastic song, Shitty Secrets, comes out March 25th. You will hear it on the show, all right? Enjoy my conversation with Aaron Blackerby. Enjoy the rest of the week. I will talk to you on Friday. Let's get down. Well, let me tell you something. You're singing hard, man.
Yeah.
Like, I listen to your stuff. It's not it's not stuff that you want to do on morning radio.
No, I don't.
It's too early in the morning.
I don't think we'll be on any morning radio type thing.
Why?
I don't know. I probably just won't reach out to them, to be honest. I'll just assume kind of like, you know, like how do you guys want to wake up? Do y'all want like acoustic sunrise or do you want like fucking kick you in the face. Yeah.
What is Major Grizz? What is that? Is that a thing?
That
I don't know about because I'm too old?
No, that's...
Is that something on Snapchat?
Not yet, but man, I'm actually a big advocate of Snapchat.
I've never even seen it. That's how old I am. I'm so intimidated by
the youth
of America.
Johnny, we can make like a quick... like Snapchat video
page?
After this.
Okay.
Like I do like a couple characters on Snapchat and I do a couple different things when I get drunk, especially. But one of them, like I got drunk one night, just like over on Rainy, and I started taking like selfies with strangers from afar. And they were like really really artistic. And then the more drunk I got, obviously my inhibitions just left. And so I just like went around to like big groups of people and was like, hey, let's take a selfie. And you'll be surprised at how happy that makes people just to hear that from a stranger. Like, yeah, let's do a selfie together. And then from there, like some people even asked, like, so are you like a Snapchat celebrity? I was like, oh, yeah, bro. Like here, just check it out. And here's my QR code to follow me. And those people still do and are pretty responsive.
Shit.
So that's one of them. And then the other one I do is like the obnoxious weatherman. When we had like all that rain last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would like be in my house and I'd like do an impression of like a news reporter. And then I'd throw it to myself outside in the middle of a rainstorm and be like, thanks, Aaron. It is really fucking coming down out here. I'm afraid for my life. and so I try and do that like on... any type of weather day now, like it is a beautiful fucking day. If you are inside, kill yourself.
It's been beautiful the last couple of days. Do you get outside? Are you a go outside? Like, do you go walk around?
I like playing hoops.
Okay,
I like playing hoops outside. I'm big basketball advocate. Did you think
you really?
I said poops?
No. I always forget people call it hoops.
I have like a basketball court right outside my place, and I also joined the Y, but that's like an indoor court. But yeah, like I really like playing basketball and playing it outside with
that's fun,
like,
isn't
strangers.
It?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
How are you doing? Are you doing all right? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, man. Actually, the last time I texted you, you didn't text me back, and I was like, well.
I didn't? What did you say? Because sometimes I feel like.
I wanted to get breakfast again.
Oh,
it was like
after
we saw each other at that AMF thing. And like, this was a funny thing. Like, I saw you there because I won something. You're like, hey, it's Aaron. I was like, hey, man, good to see you.
What did you win to get to go there?
I won some like, no, not to go there. I won something at the place because they were doing some raffle and I won like some koozie snap thing. Like it can snap around your arm or your koozie thing or whatever.
It's the stupidest fucking shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Well, you gave it to me.
I did.
But then after that, I saw you were like, hey, man. I was like, hey, let's go grab breakfast. And you were like, yes, let's do that. And then I said, I love you. And I was like, I was going to the bathroom. I was like, that is a really fucking weird thing to say to somebody you haven't seen in like
nine months.
That's
a great gag that my friend Taylor Davis does.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or he used to do it. Now he's got kids. He's married and stuff. But
we
toured together like 10 years ago. And it was actually pretty awesome. We did like a 2-month thing, just the two of us. And I never fought. We had tension twice, but we never fought.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Two dudes in a Matrix, in a Toyota Matrix.
That's some pretty real shit right
yeah.
there.
It's two dudes. And so he would go and like turn in the list or whatever to the to the door person and be like, yeah, just the whatever. And they're like, okay, thank you. And he's like, yeah, all right, thank you. I love you. And he as he's walking off. It's pretty funny. So your single Shitty Secrets comes out April 25th, which is at some point, because we are doing this way in the past. I like doing them way in the past. It makes me feel like Nerdist. You ever listen to Nerdist?
I listen to some of the stuff on Nerdist. I listen to Jonah Radio, because I really like Jonah him. Ray. Yeah, he's kind of like skittish lately on his Jonah Radio. I like the music he puts on it. He's got like some really cool punk bands that I like.
Are you? Do you consider yourself a punk band?
I
consider you guys rock and roll.
Yeah, I just consider us like a rock and roll band. Like when someone asks when people have been asking like, well, what is Major Grizz? Because it's no longer Fire in the Kitchen. It's a completely different project. And
sounds different.
Yeah.
You're still you're a really good songwriter.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I like your songs
a
lot.
That.
The songs, all these new songs are really good. There's an aggression, level of aggression. And in the recording, like Frenchie captured that. Like, he's great at that.
Well, he pissed me off a couple times, so.
Did he?
Well, like, in a good way.
Yeah,
but,
like a coach.
No, I mean, that's what we talked about as a band, was how he really pushed everybody's buttons in the right way. Like, my drummer PJ, on our second session with him, PJ was, like, playing on his kit and liking it, and he was like, PJ, quit playing the drums like a fucking pussy. Like, let's go. And PJ, like, really took that to heart, and I've never heard him play that loud, and we're all playing these live together.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's just, like, this energy that was captured from it that it was, like, kind of overwhelming. Like, I think all of us took a step back from PJ, just, like, had this, like, Super Saiyan aura type thing that was coming at us, and it was really cool. And then for me, like...
Frenchie knows what he's doing, man.
Dude, he's my dude, and... Like, I was battling the sore throat thing, because we just finished in January. And so
you went to record a record during cedar season. Fucking genius, dude.
Let me tell you.
I thought that was something you knew after you lived here for like 2 years or something. You knew you cannot record. You can only record in like late February to early March, or there's another time when there's no allergies, which is like the last 2 weeks of September.
That's when we did the first time, actually. Yeah. But this time, we were really just trying to get it done because we had the songs ready to go. And I'd been on a family vacation visiting my sister in California. And we came back and just like my throat was just like kind of ripped to shreds. And then like that Sunday and that whole weekend leading up to it, I'm like just drinking hot toddies and popping cold, you know, cough drops and NyQuil and DayQuil. I mean, just like you looked on his coffee table in the room, it was just like various ways. Yeah. And then that Sunday, I finished like the rest of the whiskey for it. And then Frenchie's like, this is kind of, I guess, like going to be a recording tradition with him, but like he'll go and buy us all shots from Juiceland. And he's like, this is how I get down. It's like, and so he gave me this like Juiceland shot called the Medicine Man after I was like kind of drunk. And he's like, okay, take this, go outside, smoke a cigarette, drink a beer, then we're going to go record vocals. He's like, maybe the good and the bad will just equal out. And then, I mean, and kind of lo and behold, I think it really came out well, because like those last three songs on our EP, I am sick like that whole time and like really fighting it. And it was a pretty exhausting experience. And we have like a bunch of video of me like punching in the vocal booth and everything. So I think we're going to make like a trailer of us just like our recording experience.
Oh, that's cool.
For things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be really fun.
So you're releasing a single as opposed to putting out the whole EP, because at this time,
in
this economy,
let me tell you about this economy here. What we're going to do is eventually later this summer, roll out the whole EP, but leading up to that, for now, going to kind of release singles over the next couple months. We have a couple music videos from friends that we're starting to work on, and I've been writing up different ideas I have for those and shots and everything. And so the plan is, at least for over the next year, once we get this EP out, we'll probably just release singles afterwards until maybe somebody hears it and says, hey, I want to give you some money to do this. If that doesn't happen, then like, who fucking cares? Like, let's just keep making some cool music and releasing like relevant content out into the internet world rather than just like, here's another picture of us doing a thing. So yeah,
good.
Yeah,
relevant content. That's a really good thing to hear.
Well,
because I find this to be relative content, and I find music to be relative content.
Yeah,
but the
exactly.
fact of the matter is that in my world, I can post, some jab at Bieber, and I'll have like 150 likes. But if I'm like, hey, I'm playing Wednesday at a thing. Literally, two people will like it.
Nobody, nobody wants to hear about your band.
Nobody cares about your. Nobody cares about stuff you're actually doing. They want to hear you commenting on something that somebody else is doing.
Yeah,
but nobody really cares about the stuff that people are actually doing. And I think that's a byproduct of a Kardashian culture that we live in. I hate to throw everything on them like people do, but they really are kind of like the pinnacle of bullshit.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
I'm just being full of shit.
Well,
I'm going to walk around my house all day. I'm going to have an argument with my sister, and then I'm going to go shopping and spend an outrageous amount of money that nobody watching the show can actually ever spend.
Is that what happens on their show?
I've never seen it. I've seen it peripherally. Okay. You know, I've been in a hotel. You put it on. You're like, oh, Kardashians. Oh. You know, what are these guys doing?
Right.
And then you're like, is this as bad? Is this as evil? As they make it out to be, and they're like, "Oh shit, totally is."
Well, I mean, it's not just that's like evil; it's that the response to it is just as evil to it. Like how people, I guess, just the fact that there's an opinion, it's kind of weird. But
well, it makes me excited when somebody like Adele comes out because she's got no thing other than. What did you call it? Content?
Relevant content.
Relevant. She has nothing. She offers nothing but relevant content.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, so that's one of the things that I, over the last year, like, when Fire in the Kitchen, that whole thing was winding down, that we didn't play as many shows because I just kind of felt like we were doing something wrong. I felt like we were adding to the noise, and it felt very distrustful. Like, I don't know, distrustful, but it just didn't feel good internally for me.
That's interesting that you say that.
Yeah. And so we had kind of a year, you know, for most of my band members to kind of think about that. And I really didn't like the word content. It really bothered me. It's
fucked up when the music that you make and the art that you make and everything is like literally the same thing as a dick joke on Twitter.
It's
like treated with the same.
and people actually pay more to hear that dick joke than your own, you know, music these days too.
Yeah.
But I also just like heard a lot of people and around town and just always like, well, you know, you got to keep that content out there. Got to keep that algorithm up. And I was just like,
what algorithm?
Let's see. You know, the Facebook. I could just kind of listen to that. And I was just like, you know, I don't think anybody knows what the fuck they're talking about, actually. And maybe I don't have to do what everybody else is doing. And I'd actually rather not do what everyone else is doing. And so, like, as far as kind of what the Major Grizz thing is now is, like, I really want us, and I think there's kind of this cultural shift that's happening just because I'm kind of hearing it and reading about it in other places about looking for more authenticity.
Yeah.
Like what is understandably organic that is not being advertised to you.
Right.
So that's kind of what we're going at. And that's like why even like on our Facebook, like whatever our status updates are, they're actually just notes that I take pictures of with my handwriting.
I saw that. That's cool.
And
a little personality.
Yeah, just really putting like I kind of when we talking about it as a band, we were having like a band meeting and we were like, well, what's our brand? We were having like, you know, the shitty conversation that you kind of have to have.
Yeah.
And I just said, dude, our brand's going to be fucking us. All right? Like, let's just be ridiculous human beings, and people will like us and people will not like us. And that's totally okay.
Just make the best music you can.
Yeah.
And like, you really have. I mean, I don't want to keep on saying that. Oh, I guess I don't want to keep telling you you're good.
Actually, could you please?
Yeah. Like... No, you're doing good. I'm sorry, but I'm totally distracted. Once I just realized what your shirt is. A cat in a convertible with wraparound sunglasses snorting coke off of a woman's ass in a thong.
Yeah, this is Frenchie's favorite shirt. I wanted to specifically wear this for him today. He like when we talk on the phone, he'll be like, "Hey, so what are you wearing?" Because like I wear like, you know, just like random t-shirts and shit.
How
around
can you
town
not love that guy? He's so great,
dude.
Who engineered it, the Raleigh guy, Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
I
did.
Like him, man.
Yeah,
that guy's Sean cool as shit.
Yayo was there hanging out.
I don't know Yayo.
Like...
I had a night where I hung out with Sean, and man, we talked, and that guy, smooth, he's cool, he's down to earth,
fucking handsome, man.
Handsome as shit.
Just
I
like
I was kind of like, yeah.
Like I saw him. I was like, "You're the one who engineered this?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Let's put your picture near the credits. Like maybe more chicks will be into this. I don't know."
Somewhere in the world, there's something wrong when the engineer's handsomer than the band.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like that was another thing we talked about when we started like kind of writing these songs as a band. We're like, "Well, there go all the girls that like came out to our show. They're not going to like this." And surprisingly, at our last show, like a lot of girls that had come out to previous shows were like really into it. And I was like, okay, so we'll be like your intro to like rock music then, like, which I'm okay with. You know, we're not like we're not like the most like hard rocking band, right, but right. Like on stage, I'm yelling and sweating and all this other thing.
It's a mess.
I actually headbutted my bass player in his chest at the end of our show. I was just like really into it, and so was he. So we just had a really good time with it.
It's pretty jocular.
Jocular. Okay, I was like,
it's pretty jockstrap. Yeah, it's pretty jockey. It's pretty jockey briefs.
Well, that's what I'm wearing right now, which is you can stop staring at my cock, by the way, just because I'm wearing underwear.
I can't stop staring at that cat snorting coke off that girl's ass. Like, part of me thinks like I did something wrong with my life because I'm not that cat. So
you're projecting onto art now. That's good. You're getting like that emotive response of some sort.
That's exactly, I think, what that artist was looking for.
Yeah.
I got to take a picture of that before you leave.
Oh, please do.
And I'm going to post it everywhere. I'm going to be like, I'm not this cat. So you did like working with Frenchie. He pushed buttons. He's a nice guy. You guys still stay in touch. Who's mastering your record?
Probably whoever Frenchie recommends.
Okay.
Kind of just keeping it all in-house with him and all that.
Did I tell you this before? Did you know me and him were buddies like 25 years ago?
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
we started
our friendship 25 years ago.
You might not have told me that, but I mean, I listen to this podcast all the time. It's on my on my subscribed list.
Oh, yeah? What format? Are you an iTunes guy?
I'm an iTunes guy. Yeah. I heard there's like some shady... I'm not going to say it on mic, actually.
I don't know what's shade. I don't know what's going on.
Not about iTunes.
No. About me?
No, not... We all have shade, Johnny. Don't worry about that.
You're doing a single release show Saturday, April 26th at the Black Heart. You like playing there?
I do, yeah.
It's a good place.
I'm excited. I don't know if we're playing inside or out, but I don't really care because, I don't know, I just really, I'm having such a fun time playing music.
There's something about if you guys were inside, it would be kind of just like too loud, but in a way that's kind of cool. Like, don't you miss those times where people are sweating in a room and why can't this be outside? But
no,
everyone's inside. It's overpacked. They're leaning over your pedal board.
That's what I want. I mean, me too. A couple of times when we'd played at Lambert's, like it got a lot of people in and I jumped into the crowd and like started like, you know, pushing people and stuff with me, and it was a blast. So I actually like playing in smaller clubs and containing people.
Sure.
I think it's an easier way to like capture their attention. Like if there's space, that means there's room to like, hey, I can go to this back corner and get on Facebook and see what's going down in other places. Whereas if we can sardine people, in a place, it's just like
it becomes those motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's like a more communal experience.
Hey, didn't we like 3 years ago hang out at Black Sheep? No,
yeah,
not Black
yeah,
Heart,
yeah,
Black
Sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah, got drunk that afternoon. It was
lovely. An afternoon.
Yeah,
Austin has that sort of feeling, doesn't it?
Of being drunk?
Yeah, I didn't.
I've had two beers this morning.
I didn't read all your blog entries, but I read one. And can I tell you, pull a quote?
Sure.
From you that I really enjoyed and identified with, and I'd like to have as a quote somewhere in my house.
Oh, okay, cool.
I like how music helps me keep my sanity by delving into my insanity.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, that's genius. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I.
You're working it out. You're like your own therapist with music. That, and you come to me every couple of years to do this.
Well, I think we need to do more Kura's breakfasts as when I need that.
Oh, yeah, we've eaten Kura's breakfast. That's
I love Kura's breakfast, man.
I got a new place.
Yeah?
Where? Not Mexican, though. I do have an underground Mexican place up the street, that Arandina's place. That.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun place to go eat.
It's a jam.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a straight up just funky ass Mexican breakfast.
I know. I love it.
Like the eggs are a weird color. Like that's how Mexican it
well,
is.
Well, exactly. You got to like, it's kind of a matter of how quickly you want to get over your hangover. Like, am I going to put like these extra like different Mexican food chemicals in my body like to do it? Like, okay, it's worth it today.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I've been going to Counter Cafe.
Oh, over here?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of in a very convenient and better parking situation over here.
Yeah. Oh, that one on Lamar.
Yeah, it's fucked up over there.
It's really small, too, by the way.
This Counter Cafe.
In case you're wondering, listeners. I like how all of a sudden we're just talking about, like, hey, I like eating here.
We're kind of talking more about Austin than, like, things we like. The weather's great.
Well,
a lot
your
of good
music's
drinking.
Great. They heard it on the thing. You said working with Frenchie was great. He pushed some buttons.
We're feeling good.
And what am I missing? Am I doing it wrong?
Nah, man, I'm feeling good. It's all good.
I had a guy in here a few weeks ago, and he was like, he literally said, well, can we talk about my album?
I mean, there's a...
Sure.
I mean,
let's talk about it.
If people want to talk about it or see it, that's kind of what that whole Tumblr thing is
well,
for.
I really do enjoy that. And I did enjoy that quote, and I read that entry. What I didn't understand, what was the breakdown? You put your breakdown of what you got paid at a show up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And was that kind of like, hey, this is how it works kind of thing?
I guess that goes back to the whole, you know, really being like authentic type of thing. And one of the things that I'm wanting to do for us is really kind of show people that are interested. And if they're not, then it like really doesn't matter. But what it really takes to be in just like a local band and like get some sort of modicum of success and people that want to join in with that, I hope that it kind of creates a more organic fan base together. And so where we can like share more in whatever success we might get rather than, I don't know, just feeling a little more hollow because we like shove things down people's throat. So that blog, like for now, at least it's kind of like a weekly update of what's going on in the band.
You're a good writer too.
Oh,
I mean,
thanks,
that
man.
Really is a beautiful sentiment. What you said is exactly what I feel. And yeah. I don't think I've ever said that.
Well, I mean, specifically this week was just, it was just really tough. And
it wasn't the band.
No, it wasn't. No, not at all. The band has been like a great release. Like we're all like really close, best friends together.
That's
good. Which makes everything so much easier because like we don't have a PR team or a booking agent or a manager or anything, but we're all adults and like we all are taking ownership of various things to help out each other because it's no longer.
And the cause.
Yeah. Like,
there's a big picture.
Yeah, exactly.
There's Major Grizz. That's what you guys are working towards. Not like Aaron Blackerby's self-interest.
Exactly. And you know, that's kind of what I felt like Fire in the Kitchen was, you know, in some instances was that was my vision, my things. You guys do these things for me, and that didn't feel good either. Like, just a lot of things didn't feel good from that previous project. And then having the band members I do now, PJ and Jason and Dan, just they are more rocker guys. So they kind of unleashed, like, I listen to, like, a lot of various types of music, but when I was a kid, the first type of music that I listened to that came to me that wasn't on the radio was like when I was in middle school and it was punk music. And I just thought it was super cool because, like, there's this band, The Vandals, which is still my favorite punk band, and they had this song called Live Fast Diarrhea. And I just thought that, I was like, you can say that in a song? Like, it was a very, like, eye-opening thing. And so we've kind of been listening to a lot of music together and just kind of, because it's become a more collaborative environment musically, it's kind of dissipated out into, like, the business end of things for music. So it's been, like, really fun that, like, practice is something we all look forward to. Like, it's a very awesome part of our week once or twice a week. And
that's great.
Yeah. And I think we're just having a lot of fun with it. But, like, this week, like, I just really needed the outlet. I was just like, dude, I'm having, like, a really hard personal time. I want to go hang out with my friends and turn my amp really fucking up. And I want to have a headache after I'm done playing music because we played it so loud. Like, and we did that. And it was like a very therapeutic thing for me. So
that's cool.
Yeah. And we finished writing a song, which was really cool.
You said that in there.
Good. Yeah. Like super like productive, angry time.
Yeah.
So
if you can turn that shit into something that's actually something instead of like killing people or destroying physical things.
I just write about that sort of thing. Yeah.
Or hurting people emotionally. Yeah. I think you're in good shape. You ever listen to The Frogs?
No. What are they?
They're this band. I don't know if they're even still a band, but they were kind of like in the 80s and 90s, and they had these songs like, who's sucking on grandpa's balls if grandma's not home tonight? They had like these weird, like, children run away from the man with the candy.
Yeah, I mean, you can write a song about anything you want, and and that's like a fun thing. Like, sometimes we will just dick around and write, and I'll start screaming like just really inappropriate things. And like, well, that's cool music, but Aaron, maybe you should like change around the lyrics. Melody's great though, but like maybe don't be so crass. You know,
I do that with popular songs in my friend Einar's name.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, Einar from the other side. And then like the other day I was watching the Grammys and I kept thinking like, I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I'm Einar.
Yeah.
You like those guys, The Weeknd? Or do you not even care?
You know, it's fun music. I mean, I'll dance to it. I don't know if I want to say, like, I like it for my street cred's sake, but I don't know, pop
music. What kind of fucking street cred do you have when you say you like The Weeknd?
I don't know. I'm just projecting now. I mean, I like pop music.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, I really enjoy like Carly Rae Jepsen.
Didn't we bonded on this before? Didn't we?
What? How we both back like in the pop time music? Probably
of, back in the time of Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, I like that song, but
that was a
but
jam.
Run Away With Me, that saxophone solo. It's the first song. It is dope. And I've got a friend like he and I. He's like an engineer, you know, like sound engineer, and he and I like listening to like Taylor Swift songs, and we like break it down and be like, dude, do you see what the drums are doing on this?
Oh,
the snare
yeah.
sounds so fucking good.
Yeah, there's a thing in her song, I'm not trouble, in trouble when I met you. And then that,
yeah,
with the kick drums, so kick ass.
And
yeah.
I was talking to some buddies in another band, and I was telling them, this is when I lost my street cred with them because I said, you know, I was like, I like Taylor Swift. Like, that's a lot of fun. And they're like, you like Taylor Swift? It's like, it's all written for her and everything. And
she writes her stuff. But
I know. And I was like, dude, do you listen to the production? It's like a fucking orchestra she's conducting over there. That's kind of cool. And she's making an orchestra into something everybody wants to sing. Like, so like, let's not be too pretentious about this and just kind of enjoy, like, that candy pop music. It's fun. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
So
there's something about thinking that you're getting caught listening to something like that. That really, like, I had to give up on it a long time ago, man. When I was a kid, fuck, man, I didn't want to listen to. I didn't want to listen to Rush. I wanted to listen to fucking Duran Duran with girls. Like, I didn't want to sit with a bunch of dudes that smelled terrible in some asshole guy's room while he's playing Red Barchetta
on
guitar.
Do you see what he's doing
here?
Yeah.
I wanted to sit and fucking, I wanted to listen to Rio and fucking see dudes on a yacht with chicks.
Well, I mean, the guys...
There's nothing wrong with that, and I'm not ashamed of it.
There's nothing wrong with either way of it, but it's just like, where are your priorities? Like, do you want to hang with a bunch of dudes, or would it be cool to, like, dance with a girl? Which is why I like going to Barbarella. Go dance with girls there.
Yeah.
Like,
and plus, I don't want to know about Bite or the Snow Dog. I don't even know. Is that the name of one of their songs?
Terrible. Something like that.
So, the guys in the band, they're all good guys.
They're great.
You guys all get along. You're having fun. You did a show at Stubbs. People liked it.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know why I keep saying surprisingly, but like we just hadn't played anything, you know, publicly yet until that show at Stubbs. And
that was just like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got a great reception from everybody. What was funny was I'd always had in the back of my mind, like when people like would say for like Fire in the Kitchen, like, hey, good job. And I was like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, that wasn't a good job. And like, I was like paranoid.
Right.
And then, or like, I really liked it. And I was like, I'm not sure you really liked it. And then this time, but this is the funny thing. Like after the show, I had so like a bunch of friends be like, man, I like that so much better than the old stuff. And I was like, I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
I was right.
You knew what was going on.
My paranoia is like, Jesus Christ, man, I got to get out of my head about this sort of thing. But yeah, that was a really fun night.
It must feel like a relief and very exciting to go now that you believe in what you're doing. When I know that feeling when you're doing something and you're like, I don't know. And you can feel it sometimes, like from other people, like, oh yeah, that's, you know, and you're I don't think so.
I think, well, the funny thing is probably the last time I was in here talking to you, was one of those red flags, actually. Like, you said something about, like, my lyrics. You're like, they're really earnest. And I was like, fuck, that's... I was like, I'm sure that's coming from a nice place. But the way, like, I internalized it was like, I don't know if I want to, like, write earnest songs. That seems very weird.
Bruce Springsteen's earnest?
No,
right?
I know. And I mean,
there's also Mumford & Sons. They're, like, to me, that's false earnestness.
Well, they just want to talk about their...
I don't even know what they do. Yeah. I shouldn't even comment on them. I don't know. My friends play with them.
Well, they got a drum that matches your heartbeat, and that's hand
is
claps.
Right?
Well, you know, when you
they
just
changed
go,
into
boom,
a
boom.
Rock and roll band, though. Did you? They were like became like anthemic guitar, electric guitar band.
Yeah, for their last album, which I gave it a shot and listened to, and there's some cool songs on it, but it's still definitely going with the, you know, type of thing. So, but.
It's beating, it's like a heart beating like that little cat's.
Exactly.
After it snorts all that cocaine off that girl's butt.
I don't think it'll beat that.
Have you ever
fast.
Snorted cocaine off of a girl's butt or boobs?
No, not yet.
Me neither. And I mean, it's way too late for me.
I mean, I'm young.
Now it would be so ridiculous. If it was this creepy old guy wants to snort cocaine off your ass.
I feel like you could go to the W and that would happen, you know? I ran into Kevin Durant there one time, and that was pretty cool.
I went to the W opened after I was already not doing that drug, cocaine, and I was like, you know, I can't do this anymore. You get to an age where you're like, I'm going to fucking have a heart attack in the toilet of fucking Cedar Street, and that's what they're going to tell my grandma. And so every time I go to that place and I go into one of those bathrooms, I'm like, dude, this is the, man, if I did coke, this would be the place I'd hang out all the time. Dude, you got your own locking
really
room,
big.
Giant mirror.
Yeah.
You can make sure you don't have shit when you're leaving. Like, no one's going to walk in on you.
I mean, you can bring in a party into their bathroom.
You can.
Basically.
They have people out there. I've noticed them watching. But they're watching me because I'm like, oh, I'm not doing cocaine.
I'm cool.
I actually have to pee.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been able to have a bathroom party at the W yet either, but maybe if I make a Facebook event and invite people, they'll go. Or they'll ignore it. I don't know.
So what do you
three have, likes.
Three likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come to my face.
Come to my face.
Come to my face party at the W in the toilet.
Come to my face party at the toilet.
Bring your thong and ass.
In boobs, hopefully, like that'd be great.
So you never told me what Major Grizz means.
We
went off in like a Snapchat conversation.
In our band, it is a euphemism for taking a shit.
Oh God, really?
It doesn't mean anything. I mean, we had
I gotta take a Major Grizz.
Yeah, basically.
Aaron. Man, you got to change that. You got to rebrand that.
Yeah, it's a little, yeah.
Major Grizz was one of your grandpas. He was a major in the World War.
I mean, that's kind of, I guess, where just like we knew after.
Like how offended I got. I'm like, oh, Aaron, I don't know, buddy.
It's just a name. I mean,
yeah, it is just a name.
You know, like, I hope people like come and see us play. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I really like that band Diarrhea Planet, and they have a terrible band name. And I think it looks like you have an opinion about them.
They have a band name that I saw once and I've never forgotten. Like, yeah. I was looking up bands to interview a couple years ago.
Yeah.
In South by, and I just kind of came across their names. Like, really? That's what you do?
Dude.
Like, that's your choice in life is to, like, of course. I mean, if I was like seven,
it's a really funny story, though, about it, because they went to this university in Nashville that's, like, specifically catered towards, like, the music business and, like, you know, really doing it right. And they just saw everybody around them being like very serious and like really trying to get their name. And they're just like, Diarrhea Planet.
And look at them. They're probably doing better than anyone else in their class.
Dude, I love that band. I mean, I saw them like four or five times last year.
Do you know them?
Coming
in the show?
I met one of them.
Can get them on the show?
Maybe. I mean,
you booked a live podcast for me at Antone's.
Yeah, we can do that again too.
Maybe at the Antone's?
Yeah. I have yet to go to the new Antone's.
Oh, it's great. I got to play there, and it's...
Really cool?
Yeah, man, it's great.
I like the pictures. I think I just get anxiety about finding a place to park, to be honest.
Oh, you know, man, I mean, you live in this sort of thing, yeah. I just Uber.
You just
man.
Uber?
See, Uber there and Uber back, like, unless it's, like, surging, like, you know, four times
right,
or something.
Right.
It's cheaper than even parking or anything. And also, like, cheaper on the soul. You know?
True.
A lot of times I'll car to go down there, because a lot of times a car to go down there, Uber home.
Yeah.
No problem.
That's what
we did last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, we Ubered down to the thing, went and had a slice at Home Slice. Once again, welcome to the Austin Food and Party Podcast.
Come to Austin and eat Home Slice. Their pepperoni is the dankest of the dank.
That's exactly what we had last night. Two slices of pepperoni, shared a Coke, walked over
to American classic.
An American
classic. Just had an American night, you know?
Yeah.
Do you see Gary Clark Jr.?
No, we walked down to Continental Club, went upstairs to the gallery, saw my old friend Michael Ramos, George Reef, playing with they got a really cool thing.
Yeah.
It's called Moon Pie, and it is a bunch of really great guys improvising. And it's fantastic. It's not...
Is it rock jazz?
It's not solo-y.
Yeah.
It's not jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
It's groove. Occasionally a guy will solo, but it's not like... You know,
it's not masturbatory.
Not in any way. They're like grooves where you can hang out and just kind of like groove. It's pretty fucking cool.
It sounds sexy.
Yeah.
In that Continental Gallery, like
that's my jam. That's my place.
There,
I go.
Just like, you know, it's a sexy room.
I love the Continental Club, but there's just I like the gallery. I like to sit there and I do things and watch people.
I'd love to play at the gallery, but. I think that'll have to be like a side project someday or something. I don't think like Major Chris can do that.
No, a couple of years ago, my friend Celeste that co-runs the Continental was like, hey, why don't you put together a Latin funk band and play at the gallery? And I was like,
racist.
Well, no, I was like, God, that takes a lot. Like, I got to find people. I got to learn the music. I was like, I don't have one bit of Latin funk inside of me, even though I am Cuban.
I don't know, man. The way your hips were moving before I came in, I think it's more internal than
so
you're
creepy.
Even willing.
So creepy.
Just telling the truth of what I see.
Aaron Blackerby, I like what you say with words.
Thanks, man.
I like the way you use them words.
Words. The ways to express my thoughts. Sometimes creepy, sometimes astute.
Mm.
It's quite a polarity.
It is quite a polarity. Aaron, let's get back to business. I don't want to take you out of the thing where you have to do like that one guy did where he goes, can we talk about my album?
You know, dude, we can talk about whatever you want.
I think I was just talking about myself the whole time and I didn't know the guy very well. He didn't know me at all, so he just didn't know where I was coming from with it. It's kind of like, did I come over here so you could tell me the story of your fucking life?
You're like, I'm trying to connect with you, man. Like, let's connect.
People can find you and your lovely blog at majorgrizzband.tumblr. They can find the band on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Also, when this comes out, there will be SoundCloud available to the people, Major Grizz.
There will be a SoundCloud of that first song, okay. Shitty Secrets.
Shitty available. Secrets, available yeah. Friday, April 25th, and then the show...
No, it's March 25th, right? It's March next month.
Yeah, this is February. It's coming out March 25th?
Yeah.
God, what is wrong with me? Okay, I'll fix that in the intro and the outro. Okay, sorry. Shitty Secrets comes out Friday, March 25th. And then with a great release show at Blackheart, Saturday, March 26th. Tell me, Aaron, who else is on the bill?
I think right now we have that dude, Hookahay.
I like that guy. I just saw him the other day, but he didn't talk to me. And I felt like, ooh, maybe he doesn't like me.
You're like an approachable dude.
I know. Well, you know, I'm
Did he not see you, or did you see him?
No, he saw me. I think the thing is, he came up to me the other night at a thing, and I was like, oh, hey, and I couldn't remember exactly where I knew him from, and then I realized after he walked away, kind of like, God, dude.
Well, I mean, I ran into somebody I hadn't seen for like 2 years last night. We both saw each other. And we were adult enough to have the awkward, we know each other, but I forgot your name. And he was like, I forgot
that's
your
good.
Name
I like
too.
That. I like that
and
when people do that.
But hey, man, I've liked you. We partied together.
Yeah.
And then we like caught up after we like exchanged names again. And we're like, yeah, man, it's good to see you and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You have like a minute of uncomfortableness out of the rest of your life because you reintroduced yourself to somebody.
That's true.
Yeah, well, you got to get the fuck over yourself, people. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a fitting thing. It makes for a better story, actually. Yeah. Not like, hey, I saw somebody I thought I knew and ignored them like an asshole.
That's what I did, yeah. I am an asshole, man.
Nah, man.
Well,
you've said that multiple times to me before in the past, and I've been like, no, you're just direct, and the world needs direct people. You're just being a yin to a yang.
That's true. You know, last night I was in conversation. A song ended. I didn't clap. My friend that's a bartender over there at the gallery goes, don't be an asshole. Clap. And then I was like, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. I was going to clap, I'm still an asshole.
did you have a drink in your hand?
I might have had words in my mouth. And also, since I am Cuban, there's a lot of... No, but I was going up here and then going down there, and I was running around like a crazy person.
I mean, like, I stopped telling people to, like, clap during... Like, if you have a drink, like, it's a lot to be like, okay, we're going to hold...
You know,
just enjoy yourself. I'm here to entertain you.
I would like to go to a show where the guy goes like, hey, are you guys going to clap? Oh, I did play a show one time a long time ago at Antone's, and a person who shall remain nameless... was on stage, and a guy, it was a Valentine's show on Valentine's Day, and there was a guy talking to his lady, and it wasn't like it was over the band, but you could see they were looking at each other and their mouths were moving, and she got down on her knees and leaned forward on the stage and said, hey, motherfucker, look at me. I swear to God, I was like, how do you do that, like, and keep a straight face?
Yeah.
And I mean, also, like, what about the rest of the audience that was enjoying the show until you screamed at somebody?
Does he not? I mean, did she not realize that, like, we're here to sell beer and booze to people and hopefully they like what we're doing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, the show is not necessarily it's a really weird relationship to, like, it's really weird for me to ask people to come out to my show because it's a very, like, in some ways I view it as like parasitic relationship. Cause I'll say like, hey, come out to our show so you can see me do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd really appreciate it if you didn't talk. And by the way, after the show, I'm probably not going to talk to you because I'm really tired, you know? And then I'm like, wow, this is a, like, people have so much patience for me. Thank you. Like,
I noticed that with my family this weekend. I didn't have a gig on Saturday, but I had a gig Friday in San Antonio. It was my aunt's 60th birthday in Houston. So I got up early on Saturday, drove to the party, and, like, you know, came back that same day. And, man, they all were just like, God, I can't. Just the fact that you took the time to do this. I was like, like everybody else did. But I think I've just set such
Johnny,
a precedent.
Johnny, we know you're so busy.
I know. Like, that's what they all say. It's weird.
My grandparents.
I never argue with them.
Yeah, I was like, oh, if I got that in my back pocket, I'm going to keep it there, like just in case I really need it.
Well, the thing is, I'm busy. I've got like, I got a guy coming over. We're going to talk for an hour, and I'm going to record it. And I'm probably going to need a nap. So yeah, I'm very, very busy today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like my grandparents use that, and I'm like, look, they're like, well, you know, I know you got the band and you got a job and everything. I'm like, Gran, I can take a personal call at my job.
That's good.
I can, you know, it's all good. So,
Aaron Blackerby, you're gonna be Major Grizz will be releasing an EP later on this year. But we're starting off
June.
At June.
Yeah,
that's later, a couple months.
You know, some music videos, some things will be trickled out.
I got a guy, you know, John Valley?
Uh-uh.
I like that guy.
Wait, is that the dude who did the Sweet Spirit videos? Mm-hmm. Man, those are good. I love that band.
They are good.
And their music video.
And he's the creepy guy in the one, like with the mustache, where he's kind of like the guy keeping all the people with the ball gags.
That puppet one?
The puppet one's a genius. Dude. Yeah, I called him. I reached out to him, and he came on the show.
It's like, the puppet one was like kind of an Anomalisa thing, like really just like kind of hit home in a really weird way.
Yeah.
But I really like that band.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're kind of the hot new thing in town, and they're very deserving of it.
Yeah. That Sabrina is probably one of the funniest people I've ever had on the show.
Her and I had a very awkward interaction, but it was cool afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
I think she's cool as shit.
She is. We like have good email. We've had good email correspondence. Good. But then I met her in person. I was like, I'm Aaron from the emails. It's like, she's like, yeah.
I'm Aaron. You know, aaron.blackerby@gmail.com. You remember me.
That's not my email address, but thank
you. That's why I did that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I told you I had Hayes Carl's email, right?
No, but you have it?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's super easy.
HayesCarl at HayesCarl.com.
It's HayesCarl@gmail.com. Hopefully he's changed it. That was like 6 years ago that I got it.
I need to get him on my show.
He's like around. We get our haircuts at the same place.
Where do you
apparently
go?
I go to Path Salon.
Do you?
Yeah. I have a friend there, Kyla. She cuts my hair. I just recently got a haircut.
It looks good. You're looking good, Aaron. You're looking coiffed.
Thank you. That's what I, that's actually the adjective I want to get from all men about my look.
Coiffed.
I'm still trying to figure out the female adjective.
Damn, you look coiffed.
But yeah, I get my hair cut there. Kyla's just like been a friend, and like her passion is cutting hair and that sort of thing. And so
your passion
I really,
is getting it cut.
Yeah. I am pretty vain about my hair, actually. And so I like supporting her and like her dreams that she's pursuing as well. So,
yeah, you're a good guy, Aaron.
I try to be.
I appreciate, your friendship. I appreciate your music. Everybody get out there and pick up Shitty Secrets, available March 25th.
I think that'll be on like all major outlets. Like it should be on Spotify and iTunes.
Okay.
And all that sort of thing. SoundCloud will be a very easy way to get it as well. So.
And if you go to the Major Grizz Facebook and Twitter and stuff, like it, you'll be updated on when it's coming out. You'll probably have a link to it there. Super easy for you to do this. Support this band. They're fantastic. Go out to the Black Heart Saturday, March 26th. It's a week after South by Southwest. The streets will be clear. There will be parking.
We will still be sweeping up the throw up and creating more sweat.
That's incredible. You're like a poet.
I just think about things.
We'll be sweeping up the throw up and creating more sweat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, is there anything I'm missing? Thanks for coming. It's nice to catch up with you.
Yeah, man. No, it's great to catch up with you as well.
Good luck.
Thanks, man.
You have fun at the
too.
Black Heart. I hope that you do end up playing outside, and that's a beautiful night, because usually that time of year is gorgeous.
Yeah.
No rain, just sunshiny love. But if it's inside... Sweaty rock and roll show.
I know, like vinyl, you know? Yeah. I just
like
saw
vinyl.
That first episode
show,
where the
right?
episode, like the yeah, whole thing yeah, came yeah. down and be like, that is awesome!
I just read this article in Rolling Stone last night about the myths and the truths of that.
Yeah.
That building did come down, and the New York Dolls did play there, but the two didn't happen at the same time.
A guy from the New York Dolls played at Hotel Vegas.
Yeah, Sylvain.
That's where I was.
Did you see him? Was he great?
I was like sitting outside and listening. I had a really good time with it, though.
I met him once, and he was very nice to me.
Cool.
Yeah, I just met him. He was walking. I knew who he was. I grabbed him. I was like, hey, can we take a picture? Took a picture with him. Great guy. It's on Facebook. You can find it. Me and Sylvain.
That's the How Did I Get Here page on Facebook.
No, it's not, but I'll put it on there.
Okay.
I guess I should have gotten him on the show.
Can I plug your podcast while I'm on your podcast?
I think people are already listening to my podcast. Hey, be sure to listen to my
podcast. Be sure to listen to How Did I Get Here with Johnny Gowdy. You can find us on Stitcher, on iTunes Radio.
You can, you know, hey, look, you're listening to it now, so you're halfway there.
Yeah, and if you like this, you're supposed to share it because Johnny doesn't have, you know, like
advertising, we live in a vacuum
for his show. Yeah.
There's no way to hear this. You're not going to happen upon it on the radio. You're not going to come in the middle of a podcast.
Let's take down that radio lobby for Johnny Gowdy.
No, we need radio people.
We do? Okay, never mind. Actually, I have friends in radio.
I love
scratch that.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Shout out to radio.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to...
I had some
to,
rap guys in here last night, and that's what they were saying, that stuff.
Shout out to the radio?
They were just shouting, like you'd go like, oh, so you guys play at this place? Oh, yeah, shout out to...
Shout out.
Shout out to Empire Control Room. What's up? Have you ever heard me interview a rapper?
That
Nothing
most
sounds
one.
Sadder and whiter than me. Talking to a rapper.
It was a really interesting... That you had one that you just posted that was pretty interesting.
Oh, Tank Washington.
Yeah,
great dude.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
I mean, if I was to shout out to anybody, though, I would shout out to my band members, first and foremost.
What are their names?
Jason, PJ, and Dan. Like, do you want their last names?
No. Nope.
Okay, yeah. But those guys are awesome. Shout out to C3 for like being really nice
do a lot
and giving
of stuff.
Us.
You do a lot of stuff with them.
I mean, people hate on them, but they.
Why? People hate on them because they're not playing their places.
Yeah.
And they're mad. And they don't know how to get in. You know how you get in? You be like Aaron Blackerby. You go and fucking talk to them and you be a nice guy just to be yourself. That's the thing is you're a guy that networks. And I'll say that you're actively you network, you're out there doing the stuff.
Talk to people.
But it's not disingenuous. You really are a nice guy and you're out making friends.
Well,
I think you and I are friends.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's
bullshit.
No. But
I don't answer half of your fucking texts, but
I just want to go to breakfast with you. But yeah, actually a quick funny story. I actually booked the quickest show of my life through C3. I had I reached out to them about like playing an after show. And I had a guarantee on the date and dollars and everything within 5 minutes.
Yeah, and they have an organized situation. Like, it's not some jackass bullshit where you don't know what's going to happen. Like, it's all on there.
Yeah, like, they're, like, I mean, if I could give, advice to bands that want to do that, go play at Lambert's. Tell them you have friends that want to drink. That's it. Tell them how many friends you have that are over 21 that'll drink. Play at Lambert's.
Also, don't lie about it.
Yeah, don't lie. Just be honest.
If you get caught with your pants down, you tell them all this big bullshit stuff, and you go there, and four people come, and they're fucking teetotalers.
Well, they put you in an Excel spreadsheet and go,
yeah,
liars, you know, or exceeded expectations or whatever. So, yeah.
Aaron Blackerby, man, you know I'm gonna be I'm consulting now at Austin Music Foundation. You get a consultation, you should consult too. You have good ideas.
Well, that's what Alex told me the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he offered you a job?
He didn't offer me.
Oh, okay.
He was just like,
maybe
you should. And I was, well, he like emailed me recently saying he's like, he was like asking my opinion on something. And he's
Alex
like,
just got busted on my show. I'm just joking.
Oh, like, but he was just asking, he's like, what's the difference between these two things? He's like, you're probably the most honest musician I know. So, and I was like, oh, thanks, man. I don't know, actually.
See, now I'm pissed I didn't get that email because I must not be the most.
Johnny, you are.
Fucking Vallejo, man. They're going to ruin my life in some way.
I love Alex. I'll just go over to AMF and be like, hey, we're going to need like an hour long consultation, but really, we're going to sit here for 2 hours and talk about life. So
you're a good guy like that, Aaron.
Thanks, man.
Hey, everyone, check it out. Guys, no shit. Shitty Secrets is out. Friday, March 25th, pick it up on all the outlets online that you get music. Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, all the great places. Don't forget, if you live in Austin, get out to the Blackheart down there on Rainy Street, Saturday, March 26th, to catch my friends, Major Grizz.
Rar.
Rar. Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks, man.
But we'll never give up, you know, we'll never give up. Even though we could be so wrong.
Major Grizz, their tune Shitty Secrets is available right now, March 25th. And also check out their show, The Black Heart, Saturday, March 26th. Major Grizz, find them at majorgrizzbandtumblr.com. I really like Aaron Blackerby. He brought me some gummy bears and he brought me a Snickers bar that said feisty on it because I think he thinks I'm feisty. All right, check out Major Grizz. Pick up their single, Shitty Secrets, produced by Frenchie Smith. Great dude. Love him. Love him. Love Aaron Blackerby. Keep it going. MajorGrizzBand.tumblr. While you're out there checking out Major Grizz, don't forget that you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. You can subscribe on Stitcher. You can like our Facebook page, see a photo of Aaron Blackerby and myself hanging out at 7-Eleven, of all places. Maybe picking up more gummy bears. Who knows what the hell we're doing there? We were looking for Slurpees. Yeah, that's right. Okay, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Pick up the Shitty Secrets single, majorgrizzband.tumblr.com. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the places where you find people. Here is their single, Shitty Secrets. Let's get down.
Excuse to me now, I'm gone.